up at the stars, think of the sheer vastness of space, and just imagine how many life forms there are. But what are the odds of them ever finding Earth? Pretty slim, actually. That's why most scientists think we'll never be visited. But what do they know? Take a look at the stars, look up far beyond Mars, and just think of all the planets and the life forms there are. With all the vastness of space, when they can go any place, why do they all want to destroy the human race? The Nest team is a mass that wants to do something drastic. It can make a living creature out of anything plastic. So Barbie and Ken turn into autons and then sneak in your bedroom and then try to kill your family again. They'll attack you with glee, and the panic will be almost as bad as if they made the movie Mannequin 3. So if you see them misbehave, grab a knife and be brave, and make sure your wife's toys are locked where somewhere safe. The Centaurans are sore because they've been in a war for over 50,000 years, and yet they clamor for more. So their armies will spread, causing tons of bloodshed, like some pissed off Mr. Potato Heads.
Fight the Autons, Centaurians, Silurians, and a band of ice warriors. The Entity, Sea Devils, and the Micro, and the Hood, and even dinosaurs. Silence, winged angels, the Master,
like they've all taken a number and are patiently waiting in line to attack the Earth.
Now serving number 37. Number 37.
Delete.
Cybermen are a pain, perfection they will attain. They're a robotic body with a neurotic human brain. So you'll be better off avoiding them at all costs. Their upgrades are more painful than Microsoft's. Silurians were here before humanity appeared, but they've been hibernating for about 100 million years. Kill without warning if that fills you with scorn. Then just remember how cranky you can be in the morning. If you see a disaster spreading faster and faster, the man you'll find behind you likely will be the Master. A fellow Time Lord, sort of family, but more like an uncle at Thanksgiving you can't take anymore. It may seem pretty grim, and it'll be sink or swim, but the doctor's got it easy cause they bring the fight to him. While he's trapped on the ground, stuck in UNIT's compound, who needs the TARDIS when you've got Bessie to get around?
Fight the Autons, Centaurians, Silurians, and a band of ice warriors. The Entity, Sea Devils, and the Micro, and the Hood, and even dinosaurs. Silence, the winged angels, the Master,
rather partial to Daleks myself.
Well, no, not really. And you don't have to, you know. Not, no, wait, no. Yeah, I know, you already said that. Yes, I know, I mean... No, all right, stop, stop, I get it. You're going to exterminate me, got it.
As long as we are clear.
The Daleks evolved to be the fiercest of all. No matter what, the doctor can't seem to get rid of them all. Always having a plan, they're a mutated clan, like a homicidal squid in a rolling garbage can. In the early affairs, it almost didn't seem fair to get away. All you did was just go up a couple stairs, but now they can levitate, so they can exterminate. They should be working for the Orkin Man, if he's so great. There'll be no fighting back when the Zygons attack, and when you see the giant crabs, you'll yell, holy mackerel. They attack without pity, from Loch Ness to the Yeti, and if you see some giant maggots, then you better be ready. So why is there so much interest in the Earth from such a distance? Is it because they think humanity won't offer much resistance? No, it's just a fact that we are using human actors, so where the show's produced is a factor.
Fight the Autons, Centaurians, Silurians, and a band of ice warriors. The Entity, Sea Devils,